Good morning. We're continuing Chayyotim Klal Gimel, and we learned Simon Tezayan. We left off with a question that the Chayyotim points out in a scenario where the Tzoya is in a different Rishus. So the issue of Machanech HaKadosh does not apply, but according to the Rashba, you still have the issue of Erbas Dover. So the issue is specifically to Dibra, not to Hearer. So we raise the question, there's something in between, which is Shmia. It's not Hearer and it's not Dibur. It's Shmia. So is that problematic? So possibly we could apply the following, the Shari Tshuva in Simen Mem Zayin and the Lachos of Birchus HaTorah raises the question, according to the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, that a person is allowed to be Maharer in Dibrei Torah before Birchus HaTorah. The Vilna Gaon, we will point out, disagrees with that and says even Hearer is usher before Birchus HaTorah. But the Shulchan Aruch says that a person is allowed to be Maharer in Dibrei Torah before Birchus HaTorah. Only Dibur is usher. So there he questions the issue of, does the halacha of Shemiah Ka'ana apply to create an Isser of Shemiah for Dibrei Torah before Birchus HaTorah? And he says, based on the Tosfos and Brachos, Daf Chaf Aleph, that Shemiah Ka'ana would apply, and it would be considered like Dibur, and therefore, even according to the Shulchan Aruch, that one is allowed to be Maharer in Dibrei Torah before Birchus HaTorah. A person can think and learning, but they cannot listen to somebody else speaking and learning. So a person is listening to a conversation at Dibrei Torah, he must say Birchus HaTorah beforehand. A person is driving to shul, and there's somebody else in the car who's telling him the Dibrei Torah. The person who's saying the Dibrei Torah has said Birchus HaTorah. He has not said Birchus HaTorah. He has to say, excuse me, I can't listen. So applying that same concept over here, that the din of Shemiah Ka'ana would say that this is not Hearer, this is Dibur. This has a din of Dibur. I'm connecting to the Dibur of the other person, and Dibur is Usur, connected Tzoya, according to the, when you can see the Tzoya according to the Rashba. And we're being cautious for the Rashba Shita because of the issue of Isser Deraisa, Machlokes and Isser Deraisa were Machmer. However, this issue of Shemiah Ka'ana is only true if you're hearing a human being speak. So you're connecting to the Dibur of the human being. So Shemiah Ka'ana is as if you're speaking. However, a person is listening to a recording of a shir, whether it's a cassette tape, or whether it's a CD, whether it's digital, whatever the situation might be, if a person is listening to a recording, so that's not a human being speaking, this issue would not apply, and it would have a halachic status of hearer. So a person is driving and listening to a recording of a shir, and he sees Tzoya, it's not a problem. He's in a different rishus, so there's no issue of Machanech HaKadosh. The fact that he can see it does not preclude him from hearing, thinking and learning, and hearing words of Torah from a recording have the halachic equivalence of thinking and learning. So that would be a halacha l'maaseh in that situation. The last point that the Chayyotim says in Simen Tezayin discusses a situation where there is soya inside of the bayis and the person is sticking his head outside. That would not help. It's not a really common type of a situation, and therefore we're not going to get involved in discussing that. The Chayyotim moves on, and we're going to skip Simen Yudzayin. And we're going to skip until Simen Chaf Beis. So the discusses various scenarios where a person is putting a mechitza between oneself and the tzoya, and when that works and when it doesn't. But he says, "Hoda mahani mechitza l'tzoya dafka shein megiloi reich ra, aber reich ra megiloi l'mahani mechitza b'loi kisui shagami reich levad tzarach l'harchik dalaram." So this is the point which you said before. That once the smell reaches you, the fact that the tzoya has the halachic equivalent of being in a different rishus, or that the tzoya is covered, the pasuk says, "Kisu esayosecha," you covering kisu is sufficient, but not if you can smell the item. And then we already pointed this out. So now Simen Chaf Gimel moves on to some other halachas, and Bez Hashem, we will continue that in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.